This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, love to hear from you right now. You can give us a call at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, our retirement planning professionals come to us from Class Financial, the website, KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Class Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Joining us this morning, C.J. Klaas and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing today?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing really good, C.J. Malia, how have you been?
Very good. How's everybody at your homestead?
Everybody's doing all right.
Coziness.
Yeah, exactly. At some point, you kind of get that space madness where you're all kind of staring at each other going, what the heck? But yeah, doing well. We've got a great show ahead, as always. We're going to be talking about Social Security, whether or not you should be delaying it, and some of the advantages of doing that, and all the ins and outs and things you need to know there. Don't forget, as well, as we talk with CJ and Malia this morning, pay close attention to the program. One, because it's awesome, and two, because you got a chance to win a fantastic prize by playing along with the Klaas Quiz Question Week. This week's Klaas Financial has offered up a $25 gift card to the Olive Garden. We'll tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that. But again, just a little tip, listen closely to the show. You're a winner no matter what, because you're getting great information and a chance to win a fantastic prize as well. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaas Quiz Question Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes, so last week had a really interesting topic discussing pensions, and so our question was actually about the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, otherwise known as PBGC, which actually guarantees protection of what type of retirement plans was the question. Was it 401ks or pensions? And our winner last week, congratulations to them. A correct answer was pensions are protected by the PBGC. So thanks, everyone, for listening and calling in. We really appreciate all your calls every week.
Fantastic. And we'll do another Klaas Quiz Question Week this week as well. And as Malia mentioned, fantastic show last week. You can always check that out at KlaasFinancial.com. Link to the podcast. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, which gives you a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also gives you a link to the most recent podcast as well. All that information up at KlaasFinancial.com. As mentioned, we are going to be talking about whether it makes sense to delay taking your Social Security benefit until age 70 or to take advantage of that 8% credit that take place. What's kind of the area? What do we need to know there?
Yeah, topic, because for most people planning for retirement, Social Security remains a really big part of that overall retirement picture in terms of income. For actually about 20% of the American population, Social Security is their only source of retirement income. Now, if you've listened to our show in the past, you know that Social Security was not designed to be your sole source of income. It's actually designed to be around 30-ish percent of a replacement, or to give you some sort of a base to your income in retirement, but was never designed to be all of it. But the first question we tend to get is, when can I first take my Social Security benefit? Versus perhaps when the benefit is most ideal, right? So when can I get it first, and then when is it most ideal? So you can choose to collect your own benefit starting as early as age 62 or any time up until your age 70. Those who collect early, which is early is considered anything prior to your full retirement age, which we'll talk about in a moment, that would be considered taking it early. And you'll get a smaller monthly payout because that you're collecting over a longer period of time, which this makes sense, actually. Some people don't understand this, but it makes perfect logical sense. If I collect at 62, I should get a lower dollar amount because I'm collecting for 4 more years than I would have if I had waited to 66. So the benefit is larger the longer you wait. Another question is, what is my FRA, known as full retirement age? So Social Security has defined your full retirement age as follows. If you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is age 66. If you were born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is 66 plus some number of months, right? 66 in 2 months or 4 months or 8 months. And then if you were born after 1960, which I was, I'm an example of this, then your full retirement age is age 67 flat. So this goes, at this time at least, at the time we're recording this show, because this can change in the future, but this is for a lot of people born after 1960. For all of them, their full retirement age, which is kind of known as the unreduced benefit amount for Social Security, is age 67. Another question that comes up is, if I wait to take my benefit, how much more can I receive? So most people who have listened to us know this, but when you delay your retirement past your full retirement age, so we're not talking drawing it early at 62 anymore, we're talking about delaying it beyond your FRA, Social Security benefits at that point are increased by a certain percentage, depending upon your date of birth, if you delay. So these are known as delayed retirement credits. Those are about 8% per year. And then those DRCs, delayed retirement credits, end at age 70. So bottom line, if you collect 30%.
CJ, real quick,
yep.
When you said bottom line, suddenly you dropped out, which was, I'm like,
oh, sorry.
Oh, but what was that? What was that? You were saying there? Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. So bottom line, if you collect early, your payment will be reduced as much as 30%. But if you wait and apply late, your payment goes up by as much as 32%, since those 8% delayed retirement credits continue up until age 70. And final comment as it relates to this, if you're not pulling by the time you get to age 70, there's probably something wrong. So you should generally be pulling because delayed retirement credits have ended by the time you get to 70. So a lot of data there, but hopefully it was helpful.
Great advice, great guidance, and definitely that bottom line is something we definitely needed to hear. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our friends from our retirement planning professionals and friends from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A fantastic resource. You can learn more about Kloss Financial, their separate divisions, how they can help you, or they can help you if you are an employer as well. Just get to klossfinancial.com. While you're there, make sure you stay current and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It is a great resource. Once a week in your email inbox, you'll get a link to the most recent podcast. Also give you a snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Again, just get to klossfinancial.com. You can do that right online and get subscribed there. You can also pick up the phone, set up an appointment with Kloss Financial. No charge. That first one, it is complimentary. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, give us a call now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking Social Security this morning, an important conversation to be had, that is for sure. So let's talk then about ways you can find out about your own benefit.
Yeah, so sometimes I think we sound like a broken record here, and maybe people have to hear this multiple times, so that's why we bring it up quite often. So if you have not previously done so, I'm sure Sean has, he's our leader here, but we would like you to go to the Social Security website, www.ssa.gov, and set up your own individual account. You can log into it anytime. And, you know, instead of those nice statements that used to come in the mail once a year, this is a way for you to look at your specific benefit on a regular basis. So they offer a lot of really nice benefit calculators on their website now, so you can actually see the impact of waiting to take your benefit. You don't need to listen to us. You can just see the actual numbers, how they look like they would play out, and kind of play with that. So, of course, the number one question CJ and I always receive from people is, what's advisable for when I should take my benefit? And we're going to tell you that you should probably wait till you've reached full retirement age, that we were just talking about, the FRA age, because the monthly benefit is always going to be much higher. So, for example, if you're born in 1955, your full retirement age is 66 years and 2 months. So that would be the age at which you can collect 100% of your benefit. But the question here is it the highest benefit you could collect? Because there's some kind of misunderstandings there. No, it's not the highest benefit, because as CJ just spoke of, the DRCs could actually create a higher benefit. So keep that in mind. So then the question is, what's the actual reduction of benefits if I take my benefit early? And also, how can I figure out my own break-even point, which is important? So another example, if your full retirement age is 66 years and 2 months, and you start receiving retirement benefits early, which we've spoken about before in this show, most people often take their earliest possible benefit, which is at age 62. Well, in this particular situation, if you collect at 62, you're only going to get 74.2% of your monthly benefit. At age 65, you're going to get 92.2% of the benefit. So this is why we speak, you know, strongly about considering waiting at least till your full retirement age. So the next question always comes to, well, on your, for your situation, what do I need to look at? And we're going to say, well, we need to consider your other sources of income you're going to have in retirement, any benefits your spouses may have, spouse may have. And of course, it also goes back to your longevity. So if you're trying to figure out what your break-even point is, and again, this is a calculation you can do on your own, you have to calculate what an 8% per month increase would add to your monthly benefit. Again, if you're waiting from full retirement age, which could be close to 67, up to age 70. So if you calculate what an 8% per month increase would add, then you would figure out what amount of monthly benefits you'd give up by waiting. So you divide that sum by the first one, and you'll get the amount of time in months it would take you to break even. So this is really critical, because when you're making these choices, you have to understand these are permanent choices when you start taking your Social Security. So meaning that your benefits are not just reduced over, you know, a year. You're talking about over the course of a lifetime. So keep that in mind. Really important to understand for yourself, what makes the most sense given your circumstances, not what your neighbor happens to do. So sit down with a qualified professional and really map this out before you make that final decision.
Great information. And I know you mentioned the website ssa.gov. I think one of the first shows we all did together probably 5-6 years ago, we talked about this, and I went online after you guys mentioned it. And it is one, important to set up that account, but it is interesting to take a look back at some of those, you know, some of your earnings over years. And there's a lot of, it's a really interesting resource. If people have time to be looking at those type of things, it's also great to cross check and make sure that all the data in there is correct. So really good guidance as always. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online. Speaking of great websites, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on their website. Their telephone number, don't forget, no charge for that initial appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. It's 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Still got time for your calls if you've got questions for CJ and Malia. You can give us a call now, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. We'll continue our conversation with our retirement planning professionals next. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. More next on Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, talking about Social Security this morning. And I think one of the questions some of us have is, how the heck is it funded? Where's that money coming from? And how exactly do we figure out our future benefits?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know, Sean. Would you share that with us?
I have some guesses. I've been told some things.
Just so for all the listeners, Sean has listened to us. Yeah, Sean has listened to us yak about this for so long. I think he could do this show at this point. But yeah, so Social Security is actually funded through the collection of payroll taxes. So a total of 12.4% is collected from your taxes. Again, is collected from your payroll taxes. Again, that's a total of 12.4%. Now, you don't see all of that. This is, if you were to look on your pay stub and you're employed as a W-2 employee for an employer, you're only going to see a FICA tax, which is really a combination of Social Security and Medicare. So you're going to struggle to see the itemization of that 6.2%. However, it's there. It's just hiding inside of the general FICA number. Not to mention that you only pay 6.2 and your employer is the one who's adding the other 6.2. Now, for anybody who's listening out there who's self-employed, you go, yeah, I know. Because self-employed
Did we lose CJ again? CJ, are you there? Oh, we lost CJ. Malia, sorry about that. It seems like CJ has dropped. So he's talking a little bit about self-employed individuals.
Right. So that, as CJ said, when you're self-employed, you're like, oh, I know what that number is. It's a whole 12.4%. So you really, really do feel that. That is where we're going to see that the funding for Social Security comes from. And then the question, of course, is how is my future benefit determined? So your Social Security benefits are actually calculated by taking a 35-year average of your covered wages over your highest years. And each of those years, your wages are actually adjusted for inflation before being averaged. So I think it's a little bit of a mystical formula, but that's the high level look at it. And then the next question is, can my benefit ever increase? Well, cost of living benefit increases do start with the year you become age 62. And that's true even if you're not taking benefits until your full retirement age or even age 70. So point being is if there's actually inflation, which for several years we had zero inflation, so people kind of were a little upset that their Social Security benefits weren't going up, they would see that when we actually have recorded cost of living increases, then they'll see incrementally their benefits go up. So, for example, in 2020, the cost of living adjustment was actually 1.6%. Again, nobody really felt it, but it was there. And you have to consider there's 69 million people actually receiving Social Security benefits. So quite a bit of money that's being collected, as I said, a total of 12.4%. That's going into the big kitty.
Really, really good stuff. And I do believe, CJ, are you back with us?
I am. I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry, you guys.
Great to hear from you. We're making do with technology and some different things.
Exactly.
And you sound crystal clear and fantastic. Just wrapped up talking about how much you're going to receive and kind of figuring that stuff out. So let's talk then about credits that you need to qualify. And Malia, I know you mentioned some credits there, but how many do you need to credits do you need to qualify for Social Security benefits?
CJ?
Did we lose CJ? He was here and he left. All right. Malia,
okay.
I'll leave this one to you. You're doing all the heavy lifting this week.
That's okay. So credits are what we're called by Social Security, or what we would call the building blocks. And that's really what you need to have collected in order to even qualify to have a Social Security benefit. So the minimum amount would be 40 credits. For most people, if you stop working before you have enough credits to qualify for benefits, your credits will stay on your record. And if you return to work later on, more credits are going to be added. And the point to this story is no benefits are going to be paid if you don't have enough credits. So I will actually sometimes counsel, whether it be self-employed individuals or actually sometimes women who maybe left the workforce and didn't quite have enough credits before they got married. And so looking at those credits and saying, does it make sense maybe after the kids have left the nest for you to go back and work to get enough credits to qualify for your own benefit? So those are important discussions to have, because some people think everybody just magically qualifies to receive Social Security. So looking at this for yourself, if you never worked, you possibly will qualify if you have a spouse. And so you could consider looking at those opportunities. Now, you're not going to get 100% of what your spouse collects. You'll qualify for up to 50%. So there's also situations, of course, where you could qualify if you are a widow or have widower benefits. So there's a lot of different points to be looked at here to see what will my future benefit look like if I didn't have enough credits. Do I have that spouse? Was I married for at least 10 years? If I'm divorced, possibly I could collect a benefit there. So getting in the weeds and figuring out what your own situation is in practicing good retirement planning is so important.
Really good stuff. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great resource, great website. You also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well. It's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Olive Garden. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How is Social Security funded? Is it through a payroll tax of 6.2% or 12.4%? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to the Olive Garden. Again, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care. We'll be joined by Dr. Hemkiss next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.